PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehong.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, right here on PCJ Radio International. It's very nice to have you with us for the first show for July. Yes, the first show of July. Summer's come, and it's going very, very fast, which actually to some might be good if you're not fond of the heat. But being somebody who loves the tropics, hence the reason why I moved to the tropics, this is perfect weather. It absolutely is. Now, we actually have a lot of stuff and a lot of information to get to on today's program. And I don't want to take up too much time talking at the beginning because I'll be talking a lot actually after our first piece of music today. It's Augusto Alguero and his orchestra with Great Expectations. Expectations, Augusto Alguero and his orchestra, beginning today's edition of the program for July 3rd, 2016. But as I have said before, it actually may be another day of the week because the program airs on PCJ on Sundays, but it doesn't necessarily mean it airs on a Sunday on whatever partner station you're listening to is on. Now, summer is here. Well, actually, it's been here for a while, but those who listen to the program on a regular basis know that every July and August, we like to bring a whole bunch of special programs for the summer period. And this year, of course, is no different. And I was kind of wondering if should I do the big one first. Yeah, we'll do the big one first, okay? The big one is, on Sunday, July 17th. Sunday, July 17th. PCJ Radio International will have a special two-hour program going to various different regions. And this is a special, summer special two-hour program that will be airing on shortwave to a number of regions on July the 17th. Now, in some of the regions, we actually have two frequencies confirmed and times, because we want to have the program air on a Sunday. So right now, this week, I'll be giving out the times for North America and Europe, and next week, I'll be giving out the frequencies for East, Southeast Asia, and the Pacific, as well as Africa. So we have two this week, and the rest will be coming next week. The reason is, it's just securing the extra time. Now, you may think that it's actually easy. No, it isn't, because we had to negotiate with some other broadcasters to actually clear up time, only because the special two-hour program does not fit into PCJ Radio International's regular schedule. What can I tell you about it? Well, I am not the host of it, actually. I am not going to be the host. I will be on the program, but I won't be hosting it. It will be presented by Paulette McCrory. I will be producing it, of course, and I'll be doing a prologue on the program, but the rest of the program will be produced by Paulette McCrory. What's going to be on it? Well, let's just say, I don't want to say too much at the moment. The reason being, we actually want to leave it as a surprise. So, when you tune in, you'll go, wow, I'm surprised. A little bit of overacting there, but you get my point, okay? So I'm not going to give you any information of what's actually on the program. But I will say this. You certainly don't want to miss it. You certainly don't want to miss it because it will be a lot of fun. Now, let me give out the times and frequencies. The first two that we actually have confirmed for the extra, outside of our schedule, if I can put it that way, all right? The program will be airing on Sunday to all the regions that I mentioned earlier. The first two that I can confirm right now are for Europe and North America. Now, for North America, it will be on the air 100 to 300 UTC on July the 18th. Now, you heard me mention the 17th. Now, there is a reason for that. It is actually the 17th North American time, but because it's after midnight UTC time, which is actually a Monday, it is the 18th in UTC time. But it is actually Sunday evening, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is 1 to 3 hours UTC on July the 18th, because it's 4 hours ahead. The frequency for that program will be 7570. So I'll repeat it again. North America, 1 to 3 hours UTC, which is 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, July the 18th, but in UTC time, it's July 17th Eastern Time, July 18th UTC time. For Europe, the program will not be heard in the evening in Europe, but rather in the morning, from 6 to 8 hours UTC. From 6 to 8 hours UTC, July the 17th, on 7780 kilohertz. That's 7780 kilohertz, July the 17th. 7780 kilohertz, July the 17th. Next week on the program, I'll be giving out the frequencies for East Asia, Southeast Asia, Africa, and the Pacific. Now, for this special program, we are issuing a special eQSL, not a paper-printed one, but one that's a PDF file, that if you write us and tell us that you listen to the program with more details than just man spoke, woman spoke, I heard music, we will send this EQSL to you. Now, of course, it's not just one per listener, because I know that there are many listeners out there that may decide to listen to all the transmissions that we have for that date. So do tune in. So the frequency for North America, again, is 7570 kilohertz from 9 p.m. Eastern Time to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, July 17th. And in UTC time, that's 1 to 3 hours UTC, July 18th. The frequency, of course, is the same. For Europe, it's a Sunday morning from 6 to 8 hours UTC on 7780 kilohertz, 7780 kilohertz on July the 17th. Also, there's going to be a little bit of a lucky draw on the program as well, but you will have to tune in. You'll have to tune in on one of those frequencies, either ones that I mentioned or the ones that I will mention next week, to find out more about it. Okay, time for more music, and then when we come back, some more information about some of the other programs that we have coming up this summer. The song we're going to listen to is by Zager and Evans, and it's a song, I think it's probably their only really, really big song, In the Year 2525.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew, nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 5555, your arms are hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do, some machine doing that for you. In the year 6565, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too, from the bottom of a long glass tube. Whoa, whoa. In the year 7510, if God's a-comin', he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. In the year 8510, God is gonna shake his mighty head. He'll either say, I'm pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start again. Whoa, whoa. In the year 9595, I'm kinda wondering if man is gonna be alive. He's taken everything this old earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing. Whoa, whoa. Now it's been 10,000 years, man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may.
In the year 2525, Zager and Evans. All right, now let's continue with some of the other special programs that we have coming up on Happy Station during the summer of 2016. There's a series that we first ran last year and the year before that. It's called Tales of Dutch Formosa. It's a dramatic series, kind of a docudrama series that we produce here at PCJ. And we are going to rebroadcast that series starting next week. So the program, actually, it's four programs, and they will be airing on the 10th, 17th, 24th, and 31st of July. Each program is around 30 minutes. So that's Tales of Dutch Formosa getting an encore presentation for July 10th, 17th, 24th, and the 31st of July. Now, we do know that a number of our partner stations, besides having this program, this docudrama used in Happy Station, they also added it to their schedule. So if it's something that you heard here and would like to hear your partner station run the program again, do get in touch with it, in touch with them, and we will make the program available to them. So that should be interesting as well. Now, that is for the special programs in July. We do have a number of special programs coming up in August, but we're going to leave that to next week. Now, the reason why I say next week is that actually we're still putting some of those specials together. Some of them will be encore presentations of items that we actually had already on Happy Station this past year. So you'll have to tune in next week to find out what they are. All right, you are listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Time for more music again. And then when we come back, Victor Borge. Everybody knows Victor Borge, but more a conversation that was held with him many, many years ago. But I'll tell you about that in a moment. But first, here's Roy Black from Germany with one of his big hits from, I believe it's the late 60s, Verliebt sein.
Das Herz aufbricht, muss auch ein Traum manchmal vergehen. Glaube und Hoffnung und Liebe, die bleiben bestehen. Verliebt sein in den Tag, der erwacht, in die Sonne, die lacht, ist der Mut noch so klein. Ringsumher und von irgendwoher kehrt das Glück bei dir ein und lässt dich nicht allein. Der Traum, der heut verrinnt, vielleicht morgen aufs Neu beginnt, wenn ich das Spiel auch heut verlier, Glaube und Hoffnung und Liebe sind immer bei dir. Verliebt sein in den Tag, der erwacht, in die Sonne, die lacht, ist der Mut noch so klein. Welt ringsumher und von irgendwoher kehrt das Glück bei dir ein und lässt dich nicht allein und lässt dich nicht allein.
Verliebt sein, performed by Roy Black. One of the genius performers of the 20th century is a comedian, but also an extremely talented musician who I've loved his material. And that is Victor Borge. Now, Victor Borge is a classically trained pianist, and he also did some conducting when he was alive. But what he did was take classical music and the classical performer, the pianist, and turn it into something completely different. Now, there's many of you who are familiar with Victor Borge, but if you're not familiar with Victor Borge, here is classic Victor Borge. This is from a performance from the 1980s, where he actually invited somebody on stage to help him turn the pages of a piece that he was going to play. And it's pure magic.
Well, I'm sorry about that. Will somebody come and help me, please? I need somebody to turn the pages for me. Anybody here? You work here? Oh, I thought you were bleeding. What do you do?
I call the lights.
I beg your pardon?
I call the lights.
I don't think you heard me. I said, what do you do here?
I call the lights.
You call the lights. And that's what you do. What do you call the lights? You don't know? I do. Bulbs. What happens if the lights don't come when you call them? You don't know that? I do. Long time no see.
I run the lights.
You what?
I run the lights.
You run the lights? That's against the law. That's against the law. Are you afraid of losing your hand? You're holding on to it. You make your own clothes? That's nice. That's a problem. I like that. So what can I do for you? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Would you be kind enough to turn the... I forgot all about... Would you turn the pages for me? Yes, we do that. Thank you. Nice fellow. Must have fertilized him a lot because he's so tall. That's the light. Sometimes. Wait a minute. It's when I'm playing, of course. I should have told you that. I'm sorry. Pardon me, madam, are you laying eggs? Okay, this is a nice piece. Nagy, Nagy. Thank you. apparently you don't read music. Well, I'm sorry, I should have asked you. We'll do another one. We'll do a slow one, which gives me a chance to tell you what to do and where to do it. This is a nice piece. No, if you'll be kind enough. It begins here, and it comes up here. And here it says PP, but don't pay attention to that, because that means pianissimo. That is an Italian abbreviation. Just the opposite of... So, nothing to it. So when I say now, you take this in this corner, a single sheet, and you turn it, zoop, like that. You don't have to say zoop. You can just zoop, like that. Okay? But take it up here, otherwise you block my view if you put it down there. As simple as that. I need the back of it, you see. And then I go over here and finish there. It's as simple as that. One single sheet. One. This is Liebestraum by Fliss.
Hello, thanks. Yeah,
Fliss.
Yeah, Liszt.
F. Liszt, young man, is Fliss. You don't say M. Mozart. Liebestraum by Fliszt. I hope you will enjoy it. Put a foot on one of those presses. Too far. Okay, press down, press, like this. That's good.
Borga live in the 1980s with a sketch that he actually called the page turner, where he would actually have somebody come on stage and help him turn the pages of the music sheets on the piano. There's a lot of other real funny stuff from Victor Borga, and one day we will play more on the program. Now, to find out a little bit more about Victor Borga, Tom Beyer interviewed him many, many moons ago on how he began and, his style. Let's take a listen to that interview right now. It's quite insightful.
I'm sure this is not the first time you're in Amsterdam.
Well, then, you are wrong.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It is, then.
It is. Well, that shows you not to be sure of anything.
That's true. My mother always told me, and I find out it's true. Well, if this is the first time, then you are extremely lucky, because as you can see, it's so bright and sunny and beautiful that... I can hardly believe it's Holland, but you just told me you have beautiful weather wherever you go, right?
I have been very fortunate in that respect, yes. We used to have bets going when I come to my home country, actually, where I was born, in Denmark.
Yes.
And it has never failed, maybe, I would say, from 15 to 20 times.
Oh, really?
And it has often been right after months and months of bad weather.
That's
it never
incredible.
Fails at the sun. Uh-huh. Just sometimes the moment we land, it breaks, the sky breaks.
Mm.
And that's Of course, a very interesting observation.
Knock on wood. Now,
well, maybe that's because I don't walk on knock on wood.
Maybe, yes. We can try that.
Yes.
Now, undoubtedly, people who know you will expect that you're here in Amsterdam to give one of your famous concerts. But
well, as a matter of fact, the ones who don't know me couldn't care less.
Well, maybe they would like to know once now we've started about it.
Oh, let's tell them then.
Okay, you are going to conduct the Concertgebouw Orchestra.
Yes.
And this you're doing for their anniversary.
Yes, their 80th. Mm-hmm. It's about time.
Yes, it's about time that you got to Holland too, so it's
yes.
a double opportunity. Now, do you do this very often, apart from the work that people know you of?
You mean conduct at 80th birthdays?
No, no, conducting orchestras,
street
yes, orchestras.
I have done quite a number of concerts like that, and that it's a kind of a inner desire that mm-hmm. I have had since I was a child.
Mm-hmm. Is classical music still your first love?
You say classical music, I say music. Mm-hmm. Generally classic, of course, mm-hmm. if you accept even up to date composers.
As musicians.
They will be classic somehow.
Mm-hmm. And
rather the ones who will be classic.
One day.
Yes.
How would you describe yourself? Because other people, of course, try to describe you and to define your work and your talents, but how would you do it yourself?
I cannot, and I think if I could, I wouldn't be happy. Because I have no particular goal. I probably, over the years, have been very fortunate that I was able to accomplish part of what I set out to do at that particular time, mm-hmm. for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. I came to America after the invasion of Denmark, which today is 29 years ago, by the way, because it was the 9th of April. And I woke up this morning in Copenhagen, yesterday morning.
Yes.
I wanted to have one day's rest because I feel very tired. Mm-hmm. And I was amazed to wake up early this morning and see the flag on half-mast. I said, who has died? And they told me that was the 9th of April, which I had completely overlooked.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I don't know what brought me into this.
Getting to the United States, when you came to the United States, you were fortunate.
Right. As I said, I left Denmark on account of I was fortunate enough mm-hmm. to be in Sweden during uh-huh. the invasion.
So you could leave.
So I could leave. And mm-hmm. I came to America and was, of course, completely unknown. I think it is a telephone. If it's the White House, tell them I'm not here.
Okay. So you left Scandinavia on account of the invasion and then came to the United States as a concert pianist.
Not necessarily, because I had in Scandinavia, in Denmark and Sweden also, I had performed on the stage many times in mm-hmm. Movies also, mm-hmm. and comedy parts, and, mm-hmm. and I had already established myself as a humorist or mm-hmm. comedian or kind of music comedian.
Yes, without getting a special training in acting.
Yes, uh-huh. I guess that was probably an ability I had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Equaling my musical ability. It's a matter of chemistry, I guess. Some people have it and some
yes.
don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I fortunately had it, but in America I was unknown, as I said, and it was just a matter of where to begin and how to begin. Mm-hmm. And I was fortunate enough and went out to the West Coast, and very soon I got on a radio show with Bing Crosby,
uh-huh.
and that was my beginning.
Yes.
And that happened to be very well noticed, and I stayed on that show for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And after the first one, was elected by the radio columnist as the find of the year, which was a very fortunate situation.
Yes, that's a good start.
And I had, before that, had offers to appear in nightclubs and places which I didn't like very much, because I was afraid of my special material being used by others
if
I just revealed it in mm-hmm. a smaller place. So I was very happy that it became a national radio program
yes.
that brought me to the uh-huh. public. So later on, of course, I was playing the circuits the movie houses, the big movie houses that have, like the Roxy in New York,
yes,
and so on, in Chicago. I had four or five shows a day, but I did not care much for this limitation of time. Everything went there on a clockwork, you know, it was 9 minutes or 12 minutes or 11 minutes. And I need more time to really establish myself. So I, after a number of years, I decided to do a one-man show, which I had never done before.
And which nobody had done, as a matter of fact.
Probably not. But then I started out west and came to New York, decided to go on Broadway. And you probably have heard about what happened there. It was rave notices.
Mm-hmm. And 3 years.
I stayed for 3 years in this theater here, with a one-man show.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a truly one-man show. Mm-hmm. Truly a one-man show, because there was nobody else on stage.
No.
Except I took the stagehands in to take bows.
Yes, yes, apart from the fact that somebody else had to lower the curtain, but
yes,
otherwise you did everything yourself.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And now the story that goes about you is that you didn't really want to become a comedian, but that it just happened and that you couldn't help it. But I can hardly imagine this is true.
No, it was quite deliberate. It started, I started as a concert pianist and a child prodigy, so to speak,
mm-hmm,
in a serious vein. And I was terribly nervous, frightened for an audience. And I found that if I would just make a remark, one or two remarks during this recital to the audience, I could make them smile.
Which, of course, was highly unusual for us.
Highly unusual. I think only De Pachman did it, but I never heard De Pachman. And that calmed me down, as I say normally, that a smile is the shortest distance between people,
mm-hmm,
which I had experienced, of course, also when I was a child, because when somebody in the family was sick or bedridden, I was always carried around to them and had to make them
cheer them up.
They either died laughing or got well.
Well, anyway, you're no longer scared of your audience.
No,
that's for sure.
That's for sure.
But of course, every artist needs the contact with his audience when he's on stage. But I can imagine that you being there on a big stage or even a small stage all alone, you need this contact more than anybody else. Does this influence your show? Does it have the ability to change the show?
It changes audience? Constantly. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I play mostly on the audience, and anything that happens during the performance, be it a noise outside the theater or something that happens in the theater or something, a strange looking thing I happen to glance at the time, everything is incorporated into the performance of that particular event.
Mm-hmm.
And this is basically what it is. I have never written anything for the show. It's not a prepared show. It has, of course, become more or less standardized,
yeah,
because you can't do 2.5 hours improvisation every night.
No.
But it is all began with a remark or two or a thought on the stage in front of the audience, and the reaction was immediate. And since I tape every show, I listen, and the next day, if I had done something new or something attractive the night before, and then I repeat it and add to it, and night after night, mm-hmm, that's the way I change.
Yes.
And the show always has a feeling of spontaneity, which mm-hmm, it actually is.
And which I suppose also is one of its biggest qualities, its highest quality.
Well, it is exactly the same ability as a good after-dinner speaker who knows fairly well what he's going to say, but will lip himself through mm-hmm, whatever has been said before or referring to the event that he,
yes,
that which he's speaking.
He sees
it. It's an ability, a talent, yeah, which it doesn't need much analysis, mm-hmm, because it's there. It isn't like,
yeah,
some people are tall and some are small.
Yes.
Some can jump higher than others.
Right, but it requires a very high concentration.
It requires that you can do it, that's all.
Yeah. Yes, certainly.
Nothing is difficult if you can do it.
Mm-mm. That's very
it's
true.
It's terribly difficult if you cannot do it.
Yes.
And it's quite impossible, rather.
And even more difficult maybe to learn.
But I think that in our world, many people get much more credit than they really deserve for doing things that they can do so easily.
Mm-hmm. because they just can't do it.
They can't. They just can't help it.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I certainly hope that your stay in Amsterdam, be it very short, will be a very agreeable one, and that Amsterdam may inspire you to maybe something new in your show. And I certainly hope that you'll be back very soon, because I think that one night in Amsterdam is not enough.
It depends on with whom you share it.
Right. Thank you very much.
Ty Meyer speaking with the legendary comedian and classical pianist Victor Borga. You're listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. One of my favorite films that I've seen in the last 4 years, actually, which is from a musical stage production, which I've also seen live on stage, is Les Misérables. And there are many cast recordings of it. And one of my favorite numbers from the musical is called Master of the House. The version that we're going to take a listen to now is from the original soundtrack to the motion picture.
Wakey, wakey, we're opening.
My band of thugs, my den of dissolutes, my dirty jugs, my always pissed as newts, my sons of whores.
No, not tonight.
Spend their lives in my inn. Home in pigeons, home in inn, they fly through my doors. And they crawl out on all fours. Welcome, monsieur, sit yourself down and meet the best innkeeper in town. As for the rest, all of them crooks, rookings the guests and cookings the books. Seldom do you see honest men like me, a gent of good intent who's content to be master of the house, doling out the charm, ready with a handshake and an open palm. Tells a saucy tale, makes a little stir, customers appreciate the bon vivre. Glad to do a friend a favor, doesn't cost me to be nice, but nothing gets you nothing, everything has got a little price. Master of the house, keeper of the zoo, ready to relieve them of a sou or two. Ordering the wine, making up the weight, picking up their knickknacks when they can't see straight. Everybody loves a landlord, everybody's bosom friend. I didn't ever please this Jesus when I plead him in the end.
Master of the house, did you catch your eye? Never was a master by your passing by. Servant to the poor, brother to the great, puppet of the philosopher and like your pain. Everybody's doomed to find you, everybody's chaperone.
But lock up your valises, Jesus, wanna skin it to the bone. Food beyond compare, food beyond belief. Mix it in a mincer and pretend it's beef. Kidney off a horse, liver off a cat. Filling up the sausages with this and that. Presents are welcome. Bread of sweetest occupy. Reasonable charges plus some little extras on the side.
Oh, Santa!
Charge them for the lice. Extra for the mice, 2% for looking in the mirror twice. And over here a little slice, there a little cut, 3% for sleeping with the window shut. When it comes to fixing prices, there are a lot of tricks I know. How it all increases, all those bits and pieces. Jesus, it's amazing how it grows.
Oh, sorry, love.
I used to dream that I was made a prince, a god almighty. Have you seen what's happened since?
What? Master of the house isn't worth my spin.
Comforter, philosopher, and lifelong shit. Cunning little brain, regular Voltaire.
thinks he's quite a lover, but there's not much there. What a cruel trick of nature, let it be with such a love. God knows how I've lost it, living with this bastard in the house.
Bastard in the house!
Bastard in the house!
Help me, the philosopher!
Don't make me laugh.
Seven to the poor, five to the great.
Who's getting told you you're the nobody, eh?
Everybody bless the landlord.
Everybody bless his glass.
Everybody raise your glass.
Master of the House from the original soundtrack to Les Miserables. Now there's a London cast recording, a New York cast recording, and a Sydney cast recording. Many different cast recordings, the original cast recording. I mean, the list is endless. And they're all very, very different. If you want to get in touch with us here at Happy Station, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. That's pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. We still have time for one more piece of music before we have to end today's show. Ronnie Tober recorded live on Happy Station in 1974 with a song called Comme Habitude, as it was originally composed. Canadian singer-songwriter Paul Anka came along and wrote English lyrics for American singer Frank Sinatra and retitled it My Way. Here's Ronnie Tober.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I've traveled and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, I've traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yet there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it all, I spit it out, I faced it all, and I stood tall. I've laughed, I've cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing. To think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way, no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man, what has he got, if not himself, that he has not, to say the things he truly feels, and not the words record show. I took the blow and did it my way. I took the blow and did it my way.
Ronnie Tober with My Way, recorded on Happy Station in 1974. Well, that's it. That's all we have time for this week. We're going to leave you with Johnny Mann and his singers with Love Me With All Your Heart. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.